This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I've spoken on this program before about fear. No fear. Well, whether we like to admit it or not, there are lots of things in this world that we are afraid of. There's a website that actually names 550 officially named phobias. I don't want to go through all those today, but I think the question is, what are you afraid of? Well, it's been boiled down to three that we have. Probably one or more of these three things. Fear, that no one's listening to us. The fear of death, or the fear of being unloved and alone. Now, I want to just talk today about this concept of the fear of when I feel no one is listening. Now, again, to check this through, if you type in the words need to be heard, some interesting articles come up on the websites about this. It's certainly true that everyone needs to be heard. For example, parents need to be heard. The students need to be heard. Abused children, they certainly need to be heard. Other people's voices. Farmers need to be heard. Programmers need to be heard. Well, children need to be heard. Women need to be heard. And so on and so on. We all, in fact, need to be heard. I need to be heard. And so do you. I think really what we're talking about is a basic need to be heard. Leslie Delp is a psychologist and grief counsellor. And she has it in this poem that says, I need to be heard. Please don't try to comfort me by telling me you'll be better in time. I need to be heard. Don't pacify me, she said, by trying to top it with a hurt of your own. I need to be heard. Please don't look away when I mention my name. I need to be heard. Can't there be anger among sadness and misery? Meet me where I am and listen to me until I don't need to be heard anymore. That's an interesting poem. I need to be heard by Leslie Delp. And so it's true that we all need and want to be heard, especially in the times when we are hurting. And I think it's true that we all fear that no one is going to listen to us. Sometimes we wonder if anybody is really listening. And that's never more true than when it comes to our prayers. And I think there is an issue here, the fear of praying. Yes, have you ever thought of the fact that people could be afraid of prayer? And I'm sure there are many people who don't pray or don't pray enough because they're afraid. Now, you might say, well, how could that be? People don't pray because they don't understand what prayer is or actually how to pray. I think there's a difference here between prayer and meditation. There are lots of philosophies and religions that will tell you that prayer is meditating, you know, that you sit in a special position, that you contemplate nothing or just space, and that's prayer or meditation. Well, meditation actually means to ponder something, you know, to focus your thoughts on something. It's good, of course, when it's applied to God's word, when you meditate on God's word. I'm looking, for example, at Joshua 1 verse 8 from the Old Testament, and it says, meditate on it. That means meditate on God's word day and night so that you can be sure to obey all that's written in it, and only then will you succeed. That's Joshua 1 verse 8. But I think meditation is not prayer. Prayer really is what I'm doing to you. I'm talking to you. It's a conversation with God, talking to God and then letting God talk to you. So prayer is always directed to God, talking to God. Now that can be scary, especially when your view of God is perhaps twisted. If you see God as that big mean guy up there, someone who's not really concerned about you, or even worse, and I've met people like this who say that he is out there to get you or is against you. So you see God as a pretty hard taskmaster, so why would you want to talk to him? So you could be afraid of not being heard. And that fear that, well, I won't, if I do pray, I won't get it right anyway. And so somehow, mistakenly, we have this idea that there's a magic formula for prayer. Perhaps we got it from a prayer book when we were brought up in the church or learned some of the little prayers from the children's time and never quite grew out of that. So whatever the reason, many people are hesitant to pray because they're not sure to get it right. Well, let's ask God, Lord, you do need to help us to get it right. Lord, we know that you're there to help and to give us all that we need, and we thank you for that. Wonderful assurance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.